I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the top 10 myths about high-ticket WordPress consulting, and we're going to be answering the question of why aren't you consistently landing $5,000 to $10,000 projects, and you know what's standing in the way? Because there's a couple of things that that come up all of the time. In fact, we're probably going to go through more than 10 myths, but I'm going to try to chunk some of them together because a lot of them are all kind of based on the same sorts of things. So, but the underlying point behind all of this is, what is it that's standing in your way from making this type of a shift with your business? Is it something that's true? Or is it something that's just a mental block or a mindset shift or something like that that's kind of standing in the way? And just to know if you're in the right place for this, if you feel like the reason you're not landing clients for $5,000 to $10,000 or more is because WordPress sites just aren't worth that much. WordPress is open source. WordPress is free. It doesn't take very much time to build a WordPress site. You know, those are a lot of the reasons that people will give for, you know, why they can't charge enough for the projects that they want to be working on. Well, then you're not in the right place, because if you fundamentally believe that because WordPress is open source or free or can provide shortcuts to various forms of like implementations that you would otherwise take a long time if you had to write custom code, then I don't even know why you're in the group or why we're even talking about this. Because the truth is, I was just working with a client just a couple of days ago who made $4 million off of their WordPress site. Now, there was e-commerce involved. Like, she was selling like different kinds of like online training and things like that, but it was all powered by WordPress, and literally made over $4 million doing it over the last couple of years. So, so anyone who thinks that a $4 million business isn't worth a couple of thousand dollars, $5,000 to $10,000 to build out the site, that's obviously out of whack. But the question is, well, how do you get the $4 million business, right? That's the big question. And what I'm really hoping this whole channel is all about, and everything that we talk about here is all about, is shifting you away from thinking about yourself as someone who builds websites and shifting you into a role where you're thinking of yourself as someone who offers consulting. Like, so in other words, that you're not just selling your labor, you're not just selling the ability to build a site or code something up, but what you're really selling is your knowledge about how to drive results for your clients, and then implementing those plans, like what you're consulting about, with your technical skills. That's the big shift behind all of this. And so let's dive into it. So first of all, I'm Lee Blue. I founded Double Stack, and the whole point of Double Stack is those two things. It's, what are the technical skills that you can develop that will drive results? And then what is how do you do the business consulting? So like, what's the tech stack and what's the business development side of things? And when you put those two stacks, the tech stack and the business development stack together, then you have something that's really meaningful, and that shifts you far away from everybody fighting for projects on Upwork and things like that. And it shifts you into being like this high value, sought after consultant who's doing things dramatically different. And you don't have to have a ton of projects. You don't have to find a ton of clients. The whole idea behind it is to have a handful, like somewhere between 5 to 10 long-term high value clients, each of whom are paying you between like maybe a minimum of like $850 per month, up to $4,000 or $5,000 per month per client. And that's a workload that you can handle on your own before you even begin to outsource to other subcontractors or build out an agency for yourself. And so that's the whole point. That's what we're really making our shift towards, so that you can have a six-figure business that you can generate the freedom that you really want for your life. You can make the impact that you should be making for your own life and for your clients. You're earning the income that you're really worth. Like, all of those problems get solved when you shift away from being like the web mechanic where somebody takes their site in for a quick tune-up, you do a few things, and then they drive off. You don't want that. If that's what you want, you should be fighting for these low-budget projects on Upwork. But you don't want that. Your clients don't want that. And we're going to be talking about how to shift out of that whole mindset, because a lot of it is myths and mindset stuff that's standing in the way. So we've already kind of gone through a chunk of them, right? Like, the WordPress sites aren't that much because it's open source. It should be cheap. Everybody's doing it for low budget prices. You know, that's a bunch of myths. Let's move on to the second one, the second chunk of objections or myths, which is like, all my clients are broke. You know, I can't tell you how many times I probably have talked to, just in the last few months, hundreds, one-on-one, either over the phone or in person, WordPress consultants. And one of the number one things that I hear is that, hey, all my clients are broke. Nobody can afford higher paying work. Like, as soon as I tell them what the price is, they're like, oh, that's too much. I could never possibly do that. That's way more than I was expecting. You know, those types of things. And here's the thing. We're gonna approach this from a couple of different angles, because there could be a variety of things going on here. But most of the time, it's an issue of application versus allocation. And what I mean by that is, when you're talking to a client and they say, oh, I don't have the budget for that, that's too expensive, most of the time, it's they don't want to apply their financial resources in this direction, even though they could allocate that much if they wanted to. So it's not that they can't allocate the funds for it. They could. They just don't want to apply their funds in that particular way. So again, it's like, it's allocation versus application tends to be the problem here. And let me give you an example. For example, not long ago, I was talking to, and I think I've told this story a couple of times because it just so perfectly highlights this exact issue. And so I'm on the phone with this guy who is starting up a dermatology practice in Florida, like on the Gulf Coast of Florida. But he currently lived in like Colorado. And so he was literally on the phone with me, driving to the airport to fly from Colorado to Florida. There he would then land, and then he actually texted me a couple of pictures from when he was there before, about from his where his office is, overlooking this harbor with boats, and he had this like 8-foot glass sketched like logo for his office, and he decked it out with IMAX, and it was like clearly very high end. And he said, I have $1,500 for a website. And so immediately, based on all of that information, that was clearly application allocation issues, meaning that he could allocate more than $1,500 for his website. I mean, he bought tons of IMAX, he bought plane tickets to fly all over the earth, he bought this giant glass sketched etched thing that he had. And so it wasn't that he couldn't allocate the funds, he just didn't want to apply them in that particular way. And so that tends to be the issue. So it's not that clients are broke most of the time. Now, sometimes it is. Like, sometimes clients simply don't have the resources to do anything. And, you know, and then we need to talk about things in a different way, meaning like, how can you make yourself available to them, assuming it's somebody that you do want to work with? Like, how can you make your services affordable without attracting cheap clients, right? Like, people are just going to nickel and dime you for everything, and they just will never be your ideal client. You know, you of course want to avoid that. But if you genuinely have a situation where someone can't afford a $15,000 project today, well, maybe they could get on board for just a couple hundred bucks a month or something like that. And so there's ways, and we can talk about the details of how this works out, but there's a wide number of ways that you can make yourself affordable without being viewed as a cheap kind of implementation only web developer. And then work the client up the value ladder. Like, as you begin to work with the client, you know, add more things. Like, as success starts coming in and they have more resources because of you, then offer to do more things to kind of keep the inertia going. So the myth is that most of the time, probably somewhere in the vicinity of like 80% of the time, I think when clients say, oh, that's too expensive, I can't afford it, we're broke, whatever, it's not that they're broke. It's that they don't want to apply their funds towards online marketing, even though they could allocate that if they wanted to. Like, they have the resources to do it. And so then the question becomes, well, what else are they going to do instead? Like, what is the alternative? Like, if they're not going to work with you, or if they're not going to invest in online marketing with you, what are they going to invest it in? And then again, these are other things that we can talk about how to shift your client's mindset into why working with you is going to be the most bang for the buck compared to, you know, whatever other thoughts they might have had with regard to doing their marketing. And so, and again, that begins to move into the consulting aspect of what you would be doing on behalf of your client, which goes beyond just being able to spin up a WordPress site with a theme or whatever. So that is a big myth. And it's not the case that clients are broke and can't afford it. It's like anyone who's serious enough about their business to actually be working at it should be able to afford at least $500 a month to work with you on something, probably more along the lines of $850 per month, you know, something like that. It's still less than 1,000. And at $850 per month, that's over $10,000 a year in terms of what you would be earning just off of that retainer. That's a $10,000 client. So that's a myth. So it's a myth that clients are broke. So that's a big one. Another one is my clients aren't expecting prices that high. And so if I were to just raise my pricing to, like, maybe you're currently charging like $1,500 or $2,000 and you wanted to ramp it up to like $5,000 or $10, then, you know, you feel like, well, I can't do it because my clients aren't expecting prices that high. And that's a myth too. But it's a little bit different from what we were just talking about. It's true that clients aren't expecting prices that high, but the myth is that they're not looking at you in the way that you want them to be looking at you, right? This is more of a mindset problem than it is a myth, in the sense that you don't want to be out there saying the same words that everyone else is saying with regard to what you're offering. Like, you don't want to be out there saying, I'm going to give you a website, we're going to do social media marketing, we're going to do email marketing, we're going to do whatever it is that you do. You don't want to go out there and say all of those exact same words, which may be the same words that you said before you decided to raise your pricing. They're definitely the same words that everyone else is saying who already has and is keeping cheaper pricing. And so if you have kind of set your client's mindset by saying the same words that everyone else is saying who offers dramatically cheaper services to yours, and then you say, but I'm 5 times more expensive or something like that, then people will say, well, that's obviously too expensive. That's more than I thought it was going to be. And what they're really thinking is, I'd like to work with you because here you are. We have this good relationship where, you know, I can see you face to face, you know, like all of these good things. But they're thinking, well, even though that's a good situation, it's not worth an extra $4,000 or $5,000. It's like, that's too much. I feel like it's the price is just so much higher than everybody else. I can't say yes to that. That's what the mindset issue is. So what you need to do is you need to shift it. So the shift is that they're not hiring you to build them a website. What they're doing, they're not paying for a website. That's not the issue. That's what they're thinking, because you're saying, I'm going to build you a website, or I'm going to do email marketing for you, or I'm going to do social media management or something like that. And so they're thinking, I'm buying a website, email marketing, and social media management, and other people are doing it for lower prices. Therefore, I can't pay much more than what I think the industry standard is. The shift is that you don't want them to think that they're buying a website, email marketing, and social media management. You want them to think they're hiring you, right? Not the stuff that's out there, the stuff that's in here, like your skills are not the only thing that they're paying for. A lot of what they're paying for, probably the majority of what they're paying for, is your knowledge on how to actually drive results with the tools, not the tools themselves. For example, like if you go to Home Depot, you can buy a bunch of tools for pretty cheap. And one of the things that was, this is kind of a quick side note, one of the things that I do sort of on the side is some stuff outside. Like I live on this 15 acre, like farmhouse kind of thing. And we've got, you know, we do a lot of stuff outside. We have these gardens and boxes and stuff like that. But I've only recently gotten into it over the course of the past, you know, 5 to 7 years or something like that. And prior to that, almost all of my interests were like either like music, like I play the guitar, play the piano, do a lot of recording, a lot of songwriting and stuff like that. And so like my hobbies would be out, you know, going and buying better recording equipment or better electronics and, you know, stuff for the computer to record things better or whatever. Or it would be in technology itself, where I'm out there buying MacBooks and iPhones and stuff like that. And every time you go anywhere, it's like $1,000 at least. So I go over to Home Depot and I start shopping around because I got to get a couple of saws and some tools and, you know, just various things, you know, to kind of make stuff happen out here on the land. And everything was so inexpensive compared to what I was used to. Like even like stuff that's kind of expensive, like power tools and power saws. Like if you come into the store thinking you're going to spend $1,000, you can come away with a lot of stuff. like, you know, screws and bolts and even wood itself. It's like, it's dramatically less expensive than than all the tech stack, the tech stuff that I was buying before for the other hobbies. And the point that I'm making behind all of that is, if you're going out there and somebody's thinking they're going to go to Home Depot and buy the tools, then the budget is dramatically lower than if they're going to hire the carpenter, right? The carpenter brings the tools, but the carpenter brings the experience to actually be able to get the results in terms of what they want built. And that's the shift that you need to make. So when people are coming to you and they're saying that, you know, oh, your prices are so much higher than I was expecting, the reason that that's in their mind is the mindset shift that needs to be taking place. They're thinking they're buying the tools. You think you're selling the carpenter. What you need to do is have them understand that they're hiring the carpenter. That's the idea. And when you do that, you can charge 5 or 10 times more than you otherwise would, like dramatically more. Like if you were selling $500 sites, you can now sell $5,000 sites. That's the level of shift that you can make with this. And on top of that, what you're also doing is you're shutting the door to all of the other low budget options. Because as soon as you say, hey, look, when you hire the carpenter, this is what you can expect, right? And then you begin to show them like all the cool stuff that they can be getting if they work with you that they would never be able to build on their own. Here's another example. Like, I don't want to get too deep into storytelling, but it's a really good point. The point is, I had this old piano and I was telling, I can't remember who I was telling this before, but just recently, a couple months ago, I bought a new piano, and like a really freaking nice piano, but it's a digital piano. And it's, and I had this old acoustic piano that I was no longer using, but it was sentimental to me because I grew up playing it. Like I have these pictures literally sitting on the top of the piano of me when I was like 8 years old, you know, being goofy and trying to learn how to play the piano and grumpy because my mom was taking my picture. And anyway, so I have that and, you know, I'm playing the piano, got this thing, but I didn't want to get rid of it, but we didn't want to play it anymore because it just wasn't that great of a piano. I mean, it was okay. I mean, you can learn how to play on it, but like I've gotten to the point now where I wanted to kind of ramp up the tools that I had for playing the piano. And my daughter's getting really good at playing the piano. She's even better than me by far. And so I was like, we need a nice piano, but we didn't really like the room that we're going to put it in. We didn't want to have like a full blown, like grand piano, because that would eat up the room. So what I ended up doing was I found this great like digital piano that's basically like the front half of a grand piano in terms of the keys, the weighted keys, and like, you know, it's sensitive to pressure. The harder you press, the louder it gets. It's literally the front half of a grand piano, but without the back half. The back half is all digital, and so you have these great speakers and all this stuff. It sounds amazing. But the point is, I took the actual piano that I you know, was going to like try to sell or give away, and it was kind of felt sad about it. And the guy that I was buying the piano from said, hey, why don't we turn your piano into like a bookcase? And I was like, what are you even talking about? And so he's got this business kind of on the side where he takes these old pianos and turns them into like art slash furniture. It's like really slick stuff. And so that's what we did. So like I shipped over, I had somebody come pick up the piano because this thing's weigh a freaking ton. And so somebody like a mover came and got the piano and took it over to this guy. And just a few days ago, we got the piano shelf delivered back. And it literally is I can't even describe it. It's a very strange situation. It sort of still looks like the piano. Like you look at it and it's like, oh yeah, that's my piano that I grew up on. But at the same time, you can like put books on it and you can kind of see the inner workings behind it. And it's like, it's really nice. And it's way lighter too, by the way. So, and that's the point. It's like, if that's what you're looking for, that's what a carpenter can get for you. And I could have never built that. Like, I would have no idea how to build that myself. I don't have the tools. I don't know. I don't have the knowledge. I didn't have the vision for what it would look like. You know, none of those things. I couldn't do that on my own. And so therefore, it's worth hiring the carpenter. And that's the shift that you want to make with your clients too. Like when you sit down and talk to someone, you don't want them to think, oh yeah, what I really need is this website. And you know, I really need all these other tools in place. And you know, I'd like to work with you, but if you're going to charge 5 times more than everybody else, well, I'll just take the blueprint of what you think I should do and just go farm it out to someone else for cheaper. That's the bad approach. What you really want them to do is thinking, I need you. And the reason that I need you is because you're setting yourself up as this leader who's going to take me from where I am to where I want to be. And that's something that I couldn't do on my own. Just like with the piano, it's like, I wanted to keep the piano, I had no vision. I had no skills. I had nothing. I had no idea how to generate the kind of outcome that this guy that just created this piece of furniture out of my old piano could do. And that's the idea. It's like, you want somebody to think, I need you. It's like you're introducing them to things they've never heard of, things they thought were maybe out of their control or out of their reach or something like that. But now because of you, it's there. And when you position yourself like that as the actual carpenter, not the actual tool, then you can charge it a lot more and you close the door to all the competition because you're providing the path to success. Whereas everyone else is going to be requiring your client to come up with the path to success. And they're going to have these discovery sessions or brainstorming sessions or whatever, where they ask the client, tell me what you want to do. And of course, they can't. They don't even have the vision in their head. Like if someone said, tell me what you want to do with the piano, I would have thought, well, let's sell it or let's donate it or something like that. I never would have thought, let's turn it into this beautiful bookcase. Like I never would have thought that. It was entirely out of my head. And so therefore, when he said, here's what we can do with your bookcase and it solves your problems, not only do you get to keep the piano that you love and grew up with, but you're also going to be able to have this beautiful piece of furniture that's going to be a conversation piece anytime anybody comes to the house, you know, solving all of these problems. I didn't think, well, okay, that sounds like a good idea, but I'm going to get the other guy down the street to build it. It's like, you are the guy. You're the guy that's solving my issues. That's exactly what I need. And I didn't even know it. That is the idea. That's the huge mindset shift that you want to make. Your clients view you that way because you can charge so much more, you can drive so much better results for your clients, and you close the door to the competition. Like no one else is doing it like that. That's the thing. Like once you dial that in, like once you hit that kind of realization and you begin to open your eyes into like how you can make that shift, you open the world up. I mean, it's unbelievable because you're having an impact now that your client otherwise would not be experiencing had it not been for you. And then of course you of course benefit financially as well. Everybody wins when you do that. So let's go. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through all 10 of these. We might have to do a part two next time. We're already like 20 minutes into it. But so let me do a couple more just real quick. But this one, for example, like, I don't know where to find higher paying clients. That is one that I hear all the time. And it's as if people are thinking that there's like a special club where all the high paying clients hang out and you're not part of it. Like, you know, that's the issue. It's like, where, you know, I see other people landing these great clients. I know people are doing it. There's agencies out there selling $50,000 websites. But like, I don't know where to find clients like that. There must be some special fancy client club, a little gnat that's out there, and I'm just not part of it, and so I don't know where to do it. So that's a huge myth. And the myth is there's no special club. There's no special place where these clients hang out that you don't have access to. You have just as much access as anybody else. And so the shift is, how do you get people to see you differently, right? So like when people come to you, what is the timeline? Like, where are they in their thinking? Are they at the point, like on Upwork, for example, like, are they at the point where they think in their mind, well, I just need somebody to do, you know, these three things. I'll put the proposal out on Upwork and I've got a budget for like $500 for it. Because if that's the situation, then those are the wrong clients. You don't want people that far down the road, because if they're that far to the point where they're like, these are the things that I need, I just need somebody to implement them, they're never going to see you as the artist or the carpenter. They're going to see you as just a path to get the tools. That's not what you want. So it's like the difference between talking to the guy walking down the aisle at Home Depot that can kind of point you to the place to get the right size bolts or whatever, as opposed to going into like this carpenter's shop and saying, you know, help me out with this situation. You know, it's a huge, huge difference. And so and here's the key. So the way that you shift that then is you have to change the way that you talk about yourself, right? So you don't want to say, like, if someone says, who are you? What do you do? You don't want to say, well, I'm a web developer, or I build WordPress sites, or I do email marketing, or I do SEO. You don't want to say that, because as soon as you start saying that, you're lumping yourself into this huge sea of people all doing the same thing for very, very low rates. And you're not differentiating yourself. You're not talking about, you know, the outcomes that you can generate, which is, of course, what you need to be doing. And so if you change the way that you talk about yourself, and you shift what you do into more of a outcome oriented or a story oriented approach that may include having websites. Like, for example, when you hire a carpenter, you assume they're going to probably use a saw and a hammer, and they're going to have bolts and glue and stuff like that. But they're not sellers of saws and hammers and bolts and glue. Like, they're sellers of the actual finished furniture, like that amazing piano thing that I was just telling you about. So that's the shift. So as soon as you begin, so it's really a multi-step process. The first step is your own mindset. You have to think to yourself, I'm no longer just this web mechanic person where somebody has like a broken slider, they bring it into my shop, I fix it, and off they go. Instead, I'm actually helping people grow a business. Like, I'm going to say, here is where we're going to locate your clients. And this is how we're going to engage with them. And this is how we're going to kind of nurture those leads into actual paying customers. And then once they become the paying customers, here's how we're going to get them to be repeat customers. And so you're like walking your clients through this huge series of steps that ultimately results in them having a stronger business, generating more revenue, getting more calls booked, you know, getting their brand out there in a much more powerful way. You know, the actual end goals are going to be slightly different depending on what markets you're in. But that's the kind of conversation you want to have. And when somebody says, what do? You say, you do that. That's what you do. And when you make that shift, what you're going to find is the people that need that level of help are willing to pay higher prices than people that are just on Upwork or just walking around town trying to find somebody to implement a certain set of skills. And so that's why it's such a myth. It's like, there is no special client club that has all the high value clients in there. The trick is, first, change your mindset from who you are. That's going to change how you talk about yourself and how you present yourself. And it's going to change what you write on your website. It's going to change what you say if you go to a networking meeting. It's going to change the confidence level that you have when you talk to people. And when that shifts, then the next thing that will shift is you begin to attract a dramatically different audience for your business, for what you're offering to do. And that's the solution to that. And that will enable you to, and again, a $10,000 project is not a very difficult thing to achieve when you begin. And usually when I talk about the actual project, I don't talk about like just the initial down payment of the project. I'm talking about, the annual value of a project. So that would mean, generally speaking, it would be somewhere between $3,000 to $10,000 in terms of building out the site. And then after you build the site, then you have some sort of a monthly retainer from a minimum of 10 hours per month up to maybe 40 hours per month. So let's assume your hourly rate's $85 an hour. So the monthly retainer is going to be like $850 per month up to like $3,000 or $4,000, like $3,500, something like that. And at that level, just the retainer alone is over $10,000. So that's the point that I'm making. It's like, it's not that hard of a jump to hit these significantly higher income levels. But the key is you have to shift away from being just the web mechanic person and into more of the consultant that drives the outcomes that your clients are really trying to get. Because the truth is, when I was telling you about the piano, like if the guy said, well, here are the tools that I use to make these beautiful, he calls them pianos on the wall. That's the name of his business. And, here are the tools I use. Here you go. Let me give them to you. Even if I had the tools, I still couldn't turn my old piano into this amazing bookshelf. I couldn't do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't have that level of skills. But that's what we do so often. Like, I see so many web designers do that exact thing. They're like, well, let me give you the tools that you need to be successful. And then maybe I'll tell you for 30 minutes what you need to do. And then the expectation is that the client then takes the site over and somehow becomes successful. That's not going to happen. It's unrealistic to think. It's not even fair to think that they can do that because, first of all, they don't have the experience and the knowledge that you do. Secondly, they're trying to run an entire business on their own doing something else. Like, they don't have the time or even the desire many times to really put that level of effort into everything. So there's that. The whole point behind what we were just talking about is there's no special place to find fancy clients. There's no secret club. The key is you have to change your own mindset. And when you change your mindset, you're going to change the way you talk about yourself. You're going to change what you write on your website. You're going to change what you say if you meet somebody out and about or like in a networking event. And when you change that, you're going to start attracting dramatically different clients for yourself. And I think you'll suddenly say, hey, you know what? Here, this is where all the high value clients are. And you're attracting them in a different way. That's the key. And you'll open your eyes to the fact that everyone needs this level of help, which is why right now, right this very minute, is the best time there has ever been to be in this business, which is why I started this group. I started this group because there has been no better time throughout all of the internet for an individual like you and me, just working on your own by yourself or maybe with one other person, just like a small group, not a huge agency, to be able to drive enormous impacts for yourself and for your clients. And so if you're thinking, man, I sure would like to be making $65,000 or $75,000 or $100,000 or $120,000 a year, you can do that on your own before you even begin building out an agency for yourself, even if you wanted to, right? So like you can scale beyond this if you want to, but like you can get to the point where you're making $5,000 to $10,000 per month consistently doing this stuff. And you only need like 5 or 6 clients to pull it together. Total. Like you don't have to find 5 or 6 clients per month. I'm talking about you land a client every other month for the next year. You'll have 6 clients and you'll be making $100,000 or more serving them at this level. And that's another thing that's really, really eye-opening. So let me do one more. So I'm picking from a big list of all of these myths. So let's do one more. The next one will be, They're all such good ones. How about this one? What we'll do, there's too much competition, and because of all the competition, it's keeping the price down, right? And the reason I'm going to do this one, I'm going to save the next chunk of them for next Tuesday when we get together. But the too much competition thing. And this is, again, right in line with what we were just talking about the mindset shift, about the marketing shift. And when you change the way that you present yourself, you change the way you attract clients. So if you think to yourself, well, I can't raise my pricing because they're, you know, I'll just lose the client and they'll go to some other cheaper alternative. Maybe they'll build their own site on Wix. Maybe they'll go on Upwork. Maybe they'll just hire the cheaper WordPress guy down the street, you know, something like that. Then it all comes down to like, what are you offering? Like, how are you marketing yourself? Like, what's going on? Are you saying the same stuff that everybody else is saying, but your prices are just that much higher? Because if that's the case, then you haven't really made the shift. You have to shift 2 things at the same time. And I say this all the time because it's such a critical point. You have to shift 2 things. You're shifting the pricing, but you're also shifting the offer. And again, like we were talking about, you're not saying that you are just some kind of person pointing your client to the tools they need to be successful. What they're actually hiring is you. And when you set yourself up like that, no one else is doing it like that. Everybody else, like literally, like look at, just go on Google and say web design agencies near me or whatever. And you'll find that everybody who is out there kind of doing what we're talking about right now, they're selling the tools. They're selling the tech stack. Like 80% of every WordPress developer's website is the skills that they have. HTML, CSS, PHP, SEO. Like who even knows what all that stuff is? JavaScript. You know, like your clients don't know that stuff, you know, React and Vue and, you know, whatever, you know, or responsive design or graphic design or content marketing or drip campaigns and sales funnels and like all of the things that you can do. And sometimes you even put pricing on it. And then your clients are trying to figure all this stuff out. And it's like, it's just not happening. It's like if you go to the pharmacy because you have a cold and you have like these 2 cold medications and you're trying to figure out which one's better, and one has like phenylephthalein or whatever and the other one doesn't have that crazy thing, and you're like, well, this one must be better because it's got some ingredient I never even heard of, but this one doesn't have that. And so it's that sort of a situation, which of course is insane. It's like you don't want to be in that mix. And so if you're feeling like I can't get into the web design industry, or I can't grow my business to the level that I want, or I have to keep selling these $1,000 sites and I have to keep finding 5 or 6 clients every single month because that's just what everybody does, then my encouragement to you is let's get on the phone and talk about how not to have that happen, right? Like let's talk about a couple things. First, let's take a look at your skill set, because one of the things that is critical about making a shift like this, like a fundamental transformation, is really what we're talking about. We're not saying, hey, you know, let's take your website where you normally say I build websites, I do SEO and, you know, email marketing, and then let's add social media marketing to the mix, you know, just one little incremental thing. I'm talking about throw that away and let's start from the ground up in this new business consulting perspective, where you're actually driving your business by outcomes and results, not technical skill sets and implementations. That's a fundamental shift. And when you do that, you're going to need to talk to someone about it. Like, you can't do it by yourself. You don't have to talk to me necessarily, although I would love to help you with it, but talk to somebody about it who knows what's going on in this industry, because you can't make the shift by yourself. And it's like if you had a puzzle, like say you somebody says, hey, come solve this puzzle. And on the table, you have all the puzzle pieces, and the puzzle pieces represent your skills and the tools and the techniques and the knowledge and all the stuff that you know how to do. And it's all just spread across the table. And someone says, okay, put the puzzle together. And you're sitting in there and you're looking at all the pieces and you're like paralyzed. You're like, I don't know how to put it together. I don't know. I mean, you're trying to put all the pieces together and everything gets panicked and more frantic and you don't know what to do. And then somebody says, have you looked at the box? Look at this. This is what it needs to look like in the end. And now all of a sudden, you can instantly just put it all together. You know what you're going for. You know what you're shooting at because someone showed you the box, where the picture is, what the puzzle looks like once it's together. And that's the shift you need to make in order to fix all of these mindset problems and all the myths that could be holding you back, because it's not real. None of the reason that I wanted to put all this stuff in this list here today to go over with you guys is none of those things are real things. They're just in your head. They're myths, they're mindset problems. They're just blocking you mentally from making the forward progress that you really need to be making. And the way that you bust through that is you get someone to say, hey, look, this is what the box looks like. This is the picture. This is what we're going for. Now, do you see how easy it is to put these puzzle pieces together? That's how we make the shift. And so if that sounds like you and you want to get that type of clarity, that's why I've set up this group to have these conversations. But I also set up my calendar so we can actually get on the phone and talk like one-on-one about this stuff. So it's not just, it's like right now, there's like 1,300 people here. There's a lot of people in this group. What would be nice if this is the type of direction that you want to be, you know, doing with your business, then wouldn't it be great to get on the phone with someone so we can talk specifically about your business? So that's why I put my calendar online. You can find it at doublestack.net/call. So it's .net, so it's doublestack.net/call. Go ahead and book a time to talk. It's totally free. And we'll go through the process of figuring out, like, what are your skills? What markets would be great for you? Because you don't want to work for everybody. For example, what if somebody hires you to do something you don't even like? Can you do as good of a job doing that as you would if someone hired you to do something that you're really passionate about? That's something you have to think about. Because you can obviously do a better job if you like the work. Not only is the outcome going to be better, but it feels better along the way. You probably have a better relationship with the client. You're happy with the business that you're building. And as you onboard new clients, it's doing stuff you like. That's a critical thing. And most people have no control over that whatsoever, because they're entirely dependent on referrals. And when somebody is referred to you, who knows what they're going to ask you for? Is it going to be your best stuff? Is it just going to be a little sliver of what you can do where you're going to have to undervalue your rates? Are you shifting back into the situation where they're just hiring you because they want access to tools and then they'll take it from there? That's not where you want to be. That's where all the competition is. That's where the low prices are. That's where the high stress is. That's where the one-off projects are. There's no recurring revenue in that. What you want to do is you want to have people hire you because they like you and because they want your insight and because they want your guidance. And that's the kind of thing they're going to need on an ongoing basis, because not only are you guiding them in the direction they want to go, you're also paving the road with them by implementing the tools they need to be able to then use the tools to be able to drive the success that they're really looking for. And when you do that, it's very realistic to think that within a very short period of time, you could double your income. You could more than double your income. You can get to the point where $50,000 a year, if you had 5 clients, how about that? What about at just the entry level? Like, if you had 5 clients paying you $850 per month, that's over $50,000 a year just on the retainers. Doesn't even count what you did to build their websites. So if you're looking for like $50,000, $60,000, $75,000, $100,000 a year, that's something that you can handle on your own. So let's, and here's the other thing. You should be making that right now. Like, you have the ability to drive those types of results. And your clients need that level of guidance. So not only are you winning, they're winning. Everybody is winning, which is why I'm so passionate about coming in here every single week for free and helping everybody do all of this stuff, because it makes your life better. It makes their life better. I'm feeling happy because I'm trying to contribute to all of this stuff. And it's really, really freaking exciting when you actually get a client on board and they're like, wow, thank you so much. You've totally changed my life. You know, I can't even believe that I'm able to flourish at this level. And that's a really, really fun thing to do. So let's get on the phone and talk about it so that you can be out there earning the income you should be earning, having the freedom in your lifestyle that you should be having, making the impact for clients who need your help and that you should be making. So let's get all that stuff together. Let me show you the box so you can see how to put all of your pieces together so you can make this come true for you. So head over to doublestack.net/call. We'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes. It'll be in depth. And we're going to go through what markets you should be working on, what skills you might need to add to the mix so that you can make sure that you're driving the results that you want. I'll show you a bunch of stuff. And then we'll figure out how to get the marketing dialed in so that you change the type of clients that you attract, which of course will dispel the whole myth of all my clients are broke, nobody can afford anything, you know, all of that stuff. So that's what we've got. It's great seeing all you guys here. And I'm going to jump in again next Thursday. So in 2 days, I'm going to come back for another kind of e-commerce related session. But until then, head over to doublestack.net/call and let's get on the phone and dial all this stuff in together so that you can be doing this stuff. So doublestack.net/call, you'll see my calendar, pick a time that works for you. And then we will, we'll get on the phone and dial all this stuff in. Awesome, guys. Have a great week. Boop. And definitely leave a message in the comments if you have any questions. I'll keep an eye on that throughout the week. Have an awesome day and talk to you again soon.